The next stage in the campaign is carrying out the market research. In carrying out the market research, the initial question for the agency should be, how big is our possible market? Sources of this type of information are quite numerous. For example, trade publications, trade associations, media, government departments, and many other bodies have such market research data available. This type of data is known as secondary data. The next stage is called gathering primary data. Primary data is data which is specific to the product. There are three main ways to gather primary data. 1. The observation method. 2. The survey method. And 3. The experimental method. The observation method involves looking at fast market trends in order to see the consumer's preferences. It involves no face-to-face contact with the consumers. The survey method of market research is the best known of the various methods. This involves asking potential customers questions. This can be carried out over the phone, by mail, or by personal interviews on the street. The experimental method involves setting up what are known as control groups. It involves groups of people brought together to test various aspects of the product. They are asked various questions about the product and discuss what they think of it with each other. Why they would buy it? Why they wouldn't buy it? How much would they pay for it? How it could be made better? The product is then changed slightly, or presented or packaged differently, and the control group is asked the same questions again. The control group is often set up within the workforce of the advertising agency itself, and is a great way of exchanging ideas. In many cases, the observation and survey method are enough together to research the market, but in some cases a control group is necessary. During the market research stages, the advertiser finds out what strengths the product has relative to its competitors. These are the points which he should be highlighting in the advertisement. These strong points of the product are known in advertising as USPs. A USP is a unique selling proposition. It is that special quality which one product has that no other product in the market has. It is the special quality which promises something to the consumer and convinces him to buy. The market research forms the campaign in that the advertiser now knows who he is trying to sell to and what particular aspects of the product he must sell to them. The next stage for the agency is to set out its strategy. The original strategy may have already been laid out by the client at briefing stage, but the advertiser may need to form a new strategy due to ideas he has come across having looked at the results of the market research.